Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Nikiski Middle School Principal Michael Crane has been named Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals Regional 3 Principal of the Year. Crane has served within the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District for 3 years. KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland said Principal Crane exemplifies integrity in all he does.
Principal Mike Crane is a guy who I think of, he really exemplifies that core value of the KPBSD that he's going to hold true. He's going to have integrity and do what's best for our kids and for the staff and for the community of Nikiski.
Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals sponsors regional and statewide Principal of the Year recognition awards to honor the education leaders who play a pivotal role in student success. They may be nominated by anyone, students, staff, parents, district office staff, or principal peers, with awards finalized by AASSP members in their region. Scott Davis was inducted into the Snowmobile Hall of Fame. With more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Longtime Alaska snow machine racer Scott Davis will move into prestigious territory as an inductee to the 2025 Snowmobile Hall of Fame class. The honor recognizes Davis's extraordinary achievements and contributions to the sport, particularly his accomplishments in one of snow machining's most grueling events, the Iron Dog Race. Davis won the epic 2,000-mile race 7 times over a 50-year racing career. His first win was in 1985, and his remaining victories span 1989 through 2007. Moreover, Davis demonstrated remarkable consistency over his career, completing the Iron Dog Race 25 out of 29 times he entered, with 20 podium finishes, including 8 second-place and 5 third-place finishes. Scott said changes in technology are perhaps one of the biggest differences between his first win in 1985 and his last in 2007.
When we first went, you virtually had a compass in your pocket and you had topo maps in your bag. And if it was bad enough, in a windstorm or a ground storm, you're trying to hang on to unfold a map and read it, and take a compass heading. So from that, and nowadays, the track is on a GPS and you're just following the magenta line on the GPS.
Of his 7 wins, Davis remembers the mid-90s victories fondly.
In those years, it was an Ironman effort. We were on the sleds for over 24 hours solid, came in middle of the night, falling asleep on the to sit in the big Sioux, just completely wrung out, had to break trail through the pass.
The induction ceremony will take place at the Snowmobile Hall of Fame in St. Germain, Wisconsin. The 2025 Iron Dog Race begins this Saturday, February 15th. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Alaska's Republican U.S. senators have introduced legislation seeking to designate North America's tallest peak as Denali, weeks after President Trump issued an executive order calling for the name to revert to Mount McKinley. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, in a statement Thursday, said that in Alaska, the peak is Denali. The bill introduced by Murkowski is co-sponsored by Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan. Trump, on his first day in office last month, signed an executive order to rename the iconic 20,310-foot mountain in Denali National Park and preserve for McKinley, saying a 2015 decision by the Obama administration to recognize the peak as Denali instead of Mount McKinley was, quote, an affront to President McKinley's life and his achievements and his sacrifice, end quote. Earlier this month, the Alaska legislature passed a resolution urging the Trump administration to reverse course and keep the name Denali. J. Elizabeth Pierce, a spokesperson with the U.S. Interior Department, by email Thursday said the agency doesn't comment on proposed legislation. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.